Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
But we welcome in Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com as Browns get ready for the draft right here in Cleveland, Ohio, and there's a possibility of full stadiums across the NFL, according to Roger Goodell, a 17th game. We got to talk about it all. Mary Kay joins us on the show. Mary Kay, how the hell are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful. It's good to speak to you here. You heard Malik Jackson speaking yesterday, said he didn't really need to recruit Jadeveon Clowney. Where's the team with Jadeveon Clowney? Is the ball kind of in his court right now? What's going on?
Well, I think they would still like to sign him. I think they need a comfort level about his health. I think that he needs a comfort level that he's ready to go. And I think he needs to know that this is a fit financially and otherwise. So I still think he's probably mulling some things over a little bit. And I don't know necessarily that they have offered him a numerical dollar that's hard and fast. I think they are sort of in let's get back to each other mode on this. And then if it gets to the point that he really wants to do this, then I think that at that point that they would make the formal offer.
Did last year, I guess the answer is no, if we do know that they're still chasing him, obviously for a lot less money, but should last year give them pause, you know, for a little bit of concern here that, you know, was kind of a disastrous year for Clowney and they don't want to have to like rely on him, right?
No, they don't want to have to rely on him, and they wouldn't have to rely on him. I mean, they signed Tack McKinley already, so I think what would happen is you would have a really good rotation over there, and of course this is heading into the draft. You'd have a great rotation of one guy who really, you know, moves forward with a lot of explosiveness and power and Tack, and then you've got another guy in Jadeveon Clowney that really is great against the run and sets the edge and is also disruptive. So they bring some different things to the table. But when you put them together, and of course you would be actually spending probably less on those two guys than you would have. I know you would be spending less on those two together than you would have on a J.J. Watt or a Bud Dupree or a Yannick Ngakoue or one of those guys. So I think the combo package would be tremendous if you can get Jadeveon at that right price.
Mary Kay, if this is the defense, with the exception of obviously whoever they draft, and those will be question marks. And, you know, Greedy, even though I saw the workout video, still a huge question mark. And Delpit, I saw his workout video, still a huge question mark. If this is the defense, how much better are they than last year? Is this going to be a complete turnaround? Can they make the leap to a great defense, or are those expectations a little unrealistic?
Well, I think they are significantly better. And as you mentioned, they are expecting a number of guys back. I mean, just without even doing anything, they should be getting potentially almost three starters back in Greedy, Grant, and then Andrew Billings, who is coming back from opting out. Now, he'll be part of the rotation inside in there. But they are getting a lot of bodies back, and they have added a lot of guys. So I think they should be significantly better. But when you look at it, you know, you're losing Olivier Vernon, and right now you've replaced him with Tack McKinley. So, you know, I don't necessarily know yet if you can say that's an upgrade. Right now, I would say it's not, but maybe he can prove everyone wrong. And then at safety, yes, you're definitely significantly better with John Johnson, which was the signature piece of this offseason, so that helps a lot. Troy Hill will be an upgrade at nickelback over Kevin Johnson. We don't know yet, once again, about Grant, Greedy. So I would say they've gotten better. They've definitely gotten better. But, I think that we need to pump the brakes on, you know, this becoming the number one defense in the NFL by, you know, September.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What are the players telling you About 17 games. We've heard a couple of players are upset around the league, or what is it, half the players are upset, it seems to be, around the league. Has there been anybody, anonymously maybe, who have reached out to you that have expressed displeasure?
No, I haven't really heard anything like that yet, and I haven't really seen too much on social media about that. And I think one of the reasons is because with J.C. Tretter running the show and being the president of the NFLPA, I think he does a really great job of explaining to the membership, along with, of course, Demora Smith. But I think they do a tremendous job of letting the membership know and educating them on why they're doing these changes or agreeing to these things and what the benefits are and why the health and safety is still paramount. So, you know, I think they handle some of that ahead of time in the same way that the Browns handle a lot of things ahead of time, and then you just don't see some of the popping off here and there that you normally do.
Well, that tried it. Well, Lyman and I had a bit of a discussion about it yesterday. 17 games, could we see more running back by committee, and could that drive down the price for running backs even more? And I think you and I both know who I'm talking about there.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I actually do think that teams will have to pace some of their players a little bit more, especially some of the older players. And the Browns running backs are not at that point yet. But I do think that it gives rise to maybe splitting up some reps a little bit more between Nick and Kareem and giving those guys a little bit of a break. And I think that should happen at other positions too. Now, some of the guys aren't going to want to come off the field. They've got incentives. They've got Pro Bowls they want to make and those kinds of things. But I do think that at certain positions and at certain ages, guys will probably need to take a break here and there.
Do you think for a team like the Browns, a 17th game, and obviously this year we know everybody's matchup, we know everybody in the division, and we're going up against the Cardinals, it's a home game, but do you see any way to evaluate this as an advantage or a disadvantage, or do you think it's just, hey, one more game and the whole league has to adapt to it?
Well, you know, I think when you look at the AFC North, I think you would probably consider it to be an advantage because the Steelers and the Ravens, who have the first and second hardest schedules in the NFL, are playing the tougher opponents in the NFC West. So I do think that that the Browns have a little bit of an advantage, but obviously you don't really know who's going to be the toughest team in a division until you get into the season. These guys now have J.J. Watt. I'm talking about the Cardinals. They've got J.J. Watt. And they've got Chandler Jones coming off of an injury. If you have those two guys exploding off the edge, that's a lot different than what the Cardinals had last year, and that can make a difference in their season.
That's interesting you say that, Mary Kay. I think about that matchup, and yes, it's at home, which is a huge difference from last year, obviously. Home and away, it was so hard to read into it. You know, there's going to be a huge difference when teams have to go on the road this year, and I'm guessing stadiums are going to be at full capacity, but we know all the big-time signings and what kind of an offseason it was for the Cardinals as well. I think that is going to be a very fun game and a game that could be somehow in prime time, right? I mean, I know the new TV deal is out. I don't know how much this year has to do with that, but that's a game that could be a showcase game.
I mean, it really could. You've got the rematch of Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray, which obviously lends itself to so much drama and intrigue right there. Then you've got DeAndre Hopkins. And again, you've got J.J. Watt coming back to Cleveland, who tried to pursue him and have him be here with the Cleveland Browns. You've got Chandler coming off the injury. There are so many storylines to this game. And just because they went 8-8 last year, you know, I think Kyler will probably take a step up this year. I think the defense is going to be way better. Yes, I think it'll be a marquee game.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show right now. This is an unfair question, but that's all we do is ask unfair questions, so I'm going to do it. Have you paid less attention to quarterbacks now? Because we just had a conversation about Justin Fields. Have you paid any attention at all about the quarterbacks of the NFL draft, or is that just like, I don't need to worry about it?
Well, I'm interested and intrigued just because, you know, because I pay attention to the whole NFL, and I have – NFL Network on all day, so I'm watching all these pro days because I can still get NFL Network right now. And so, yes, I've been watching the pro days. I've been watching the interviews. But for the most part, no. I mean, and just in terms of really studying them, I mean, when all these other guys would come out, most of the beat writers here, we would like get, you know, dig in and watch a bunch of film and watch their college games. And I'm certainly not doing that this year, but I am watching their pro days and their interviews and those kinds of things.
We know preseason is now shortened forever, at least at the start of this contract, to 3 games. Do we know how this coaching staff last year was so weird? I don't know if you could take, having no opportunity for that. But teams have continuously over the last 3 or 4 years trending towards the direction of just not playing their guys. Do we know how Stefanski and this front office feel about playing guys in preseason?
Well, you know, that's going to be interesting because what we don't know yet is what the offseason is going to hold. I did participate in a conference call yesterday with the NFLPA, and, you know, that was a huge topic of discussion. And, of course, JC wrote a whole essay about this yesterday. They still don't want an offseason program. They don't want mini camps. So, therefore, that probably will change the approach of preseason games. But I think in the midst of what the NFLPA is still really trying to say that, you know, there's still coronavirus going on. And even though the NFL is saying that stadiums will be full, the union is approaching it as though there's still a pandemic going on. And I think there are a lot of things that are still up in the air in terms of offseason, preseason, and whatnot.
Right now, do you think it's more likely that the Browns would move up or trade out?
I would say it is more likely that they would move up. There's not a whole lot of room to move back, once again, if you want to keep that fifth-year option, and you do. So there's not a ton of wiggle room there. I think there are enough good players that you could probably move up a couple of notches to get your man if you wanted to. Now, does that mean that they won't move back? No, but if they do, they're not going to drop out of the first round. There's no way they'll do that.
Is it because they want that fifth-year option, or is it just because they want there's a guy that they may be circling in on that they definitely want?
Well, it's the fifth-year option has a lot to do with it. So, yeah, I mean, it's more so that than anything once you get down into the bottom of the first round.
Is it a totally different scenario this year, the lack of ability to really get a handle on meeting players up close? We talked about it when it came to free agency, but what have the Browns or what are some of these NFL teams doing in terms of being able to really investigate these players?
You know, I think, first of all, this is just a very obviously tech-savvy front office. So I don't think it's phasing them the way it might be some other teams. I think they're really getting to know these guys virtually. They're going to the pro days. They're studying the film, which is the most important thing to do in the first place. And I think they'll be okay. I think you can. I think teams can really get to know these guys over Zoom, and they are spending a lot of time with them and going back at it and having conversations, and I think they'll be fine.
Any disappointment whatsoever that Trevor Lawrence is not coming to Cleveland and what that could mean for other top prospects not coming to Cleveland for the draft?
You know what? Maybe a little bit of disappointment if others decide to follow suit, because obviously Cleveland really wants this to be an amazing event, and that's going to be challenging as it is under the circumstances. But they said yesterday that they still expect to have 20 of the top prospects. So if they have a number of the other quarterbacks and great players, I think it'll be okay. I don't think it, you know, I don't think it's a deal breaker. I don't think it ruins it or anything like that. It just takes a little bit of the edge off.
Is there a chance the NFL, because I know what Goodell said about the full stadiums and everything, is there a chance the NFL uses this event as any sort of a template for what they can do in stadiums coming up in the fall? Because it feels better, but it's like, we see what's going on in France. We're not out of it just yet.
Right. I think as the NFLPA put it yesterday, they're kind of operating in 2-week increments to see, you know, what's coming down the pike. And in some ways, I mean, I'm glad that the NFL is optimistic that stadiums will be full, and I certainly hope that's the case. But I think everyone needs to be realistic, too, in that, that we are not out of this thing yet. And I think the Super Bowl was a little bit of a template. I don't know that the draft will inform stadium attendance all that much because the draft is such a different animal. But I do think that they are making a huge push to get everybody back in those seats.
Mary Kay, one final one for me. We know Myles Garrett signed a $100 million guaranteed contract, or at least that was a guaranteed portion of it. Francisco Lindor got $341 million. Does this prove once and for all you teach your kids how to swing a bat?
Oh, my goodness. I saw that number, and it's just so hard to even wrap your brain around that amount of money. But no, I don't know. I can't honestly say that. It's just so hard to make it in baseball. I mean, even some, you know, a lot of these NFL players end up in the NFL because their basketball dreams just weren't going to happen because of the numbers. So I can't honestly say that I would do that.
Mary Kay, we thank you so much for the time. We wish you well. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.